Is this Pee Wee?
Rammer Jammer, Alabama!
Pee Wee, what do you say about this past week?
Alabama whooped up on them weasels, son. I'm talking about took them out behind the woodshed and gave them a good old weird bammer for a reason.
Man, we you know, the Wisconsin Weasels went down in week three to the Crimson Tide. How did that make you feel?
Like the million dollar band.
Exactly. Well, did you watch the whole game?
Every play.
Always. You're locked in every week. You know exactly what's happening. You're in your mind. You're giving coaching cues to everybody.
Oh yeah. Speaking of coaching, we can no longer call Kalen DeBoer Waylon Shores.
Now, why is that?
He has earned his name. He's a tough man.
Okay.
He's got Bama sitting at 3-0 against unranked teams. What more you want?
I didn't think of that, but that makes total sense. I mean, he's been drawed by fire.
Oh, yeah. He's done showed who he is. He's like, my name is Kalen, and I'm a man in Roll Tide.
And that's exactly what. Now, in this game, and let's just go ahead and get this Alabama. We'll talk about these other scores, but let's get into the heart of this Alabama game. What were your thoughts about it? I know you said they whooped up on them, but what were your thoughts? And we'll get into the score here. What were your initial thoughts of this game?
Well, first of all, Jalen Milroe can throw the ball. He's got that deep pass, son, that ain't nobody else in the country got. I'm going to go on record and predict right now he wins the Heisman this year.
Jalen Milroe for the Heisman. I got it.
Yeah, he wins it. No contest with him.
Well, you know,
he sling that ball. Jared, it was right there. With like 39 seconds. He didn't even need 39 seconds. Two plays, touchdown to a 17-year-old kid. He said, you know what? Here's what Kalen said. You know what? We'll take a child out there and beat Wisconsin.
I mean, they won. I mean, now let's talk about this score. Well, you mentioned Jalen. Now, you mentioned that Jalen would do 212 yards rushing. You've talked about this for the past 3 weeks that he would. We wasn't sure if we were playing Michigan or Wisconsin, the Beavers or the Weasels, but we played the Wisconsin Badgers actually on Saturday, and you said he would run for 212 yards. He had 75 rushing yards. What do you think about that?
Well, they took him out in the fourth quarter. My prediction is still correct. I didn't plan for him to pull him out in the fourth quarter, put Ty Simpson in there. But we was beating up on him so bad, he didn't even have to play fourth quarter. That's where he's going to get all them rushing yards.
Right, right.
And really, if you look at it, he did. That's the way it is.
Right. Well, he did go for 196 yards through the air, 3 touchdowns. He went 12 for 17 with 0 interceptions. That's quite the stats for a game. That's looks pretty good.
Yeah, boy's good. Heisman good.
Now let's talk about this score. You initially, let's talk about your initial score. Was 31 to 16 after week 2 performance. Yep. You came back and said, hey, well, week 2 performance and the ever accurate NCAA that you've played kind of affected the score a little bit. You had him at 60 to 16. Now, the final score was 42 to 10. What about that?
Well, our defense is a little bit more stout than what I thought. And then you take Jalen Milroe out in the fourth quarter, the score is really right there. It's still there. It just, you know, I didn't plan for them to pull Jalen like they did. But, hey, you know what? I trust Coach.
Right, Kalen. Coach Kalen.
DeBoer.
Now, do you call him Coach?
Kalen
so, DeBoer. What do we call him? We call him Coach Kalen, Coach K, Coach DeBoer. What are you calling him?
Oh, I call him Coach Kalen DeBoer.
Full name every time.
Got to. He earned it.
He earned it.
He did.
Right.
Can't argue with that.
You can't argue those facts. Anything else about this game that stood out to you as the greatest Alabama fan known to man? Does anything stand out to you? What do they need to work on? What do you want to praise them about? What's your feel here?
We missed the field goal.
Right.
And we need to work on that. Supposed to be greatest field goal kicker in all of college football and miss the field goal. And you know, say that we need to work on our kicking game. We didn't return a kickoff or a punt for a touchdown, so we need to work on our special teams and our kicking game. And you know, really outside of that, hey, they're perfect. They're 3-0.
They've really performed. I mean, being a fan, you can't argue with putting wins on the board. Is that right?
W is a W.
Right. Oh, you know, to quote you, a win is a win is a win is a win.
That's correct. And I'll tell you something else, too. I'll tell you this. Georgia about went down. Little puppy dogs had their tails tucked. I told you. I told all y'all. None of y'all believe it. Not a single one of you. I said, Kirby Smart's going to be on sidelines jumping up and down. And you go back and watch that game. He's on sidelines jumping up and down. He was hollering at his players. But he wasn't talking nice to them.
No, he was a little upset during this game. Now, I'll be honest with you. I stepped away from college football this weekend. I had little things going on. But I'm really relying on you to watched some of that Georgia and Kentucky game, and I couldn't help but think that Kentucky was going to put up 24 points and Georgia was going to have 18. And we almost had that.
Well, it was so close. It was right there. It was so close. I put it as a W for my prediction in my win column.
It's so close. You just went in and said it's what happened.
That's right.
Makes sense. So that Georgia, yeah, and you also said that Georgia was going to fall to number 6. Now, they didn't quite do that, but they did fall to number 2.
Yeah, and to them, that feels like 6.
So, you know what? Pee-wee's right again. Pee-wee is right again.
And before we get too far away from Alabama, can I just say, I did not see enough of Nick Saban commercials this weekend. I was watching, and I was looking for Home Depot commercials and rental house commercials and all that. I didn't see very many. I kind of missed it. I really wanted it there.
So you spoke too soon on the commercials.
Yeah, and you know, he's doing a good job. Retirement looks good on Coach Saban. Or, as I like to call him, Coach S.
Coach S.
Yes.
Well, you know, getting your contacts, and, you know, we don't know who they are, and you've been on record for saying you might know, you may or may not know people, and see what you can get them on the TV a little bit more.
I'm going to do my best, because he's killing it on game day. I tell you, that's the best addition to game day that game day's ever had.
Right. You think, him and Pat McAfee seem like they're almost synonymous in their energy that they bring.
Yeah. I mean, they working with each other and doing things. It's going good. Now, here's the thing about Saban. Saban set yet another example of Coach S did it whenever he retired. He didn't hang in there like all these other old ball coaches that, hey, I'm going out while I'm on bottom and I'll have my heyday. And remember, Saban said, on my terms, and I'll still be a part of college football, but I'm leaving because I hate the NIL. And so I'm going to step away on my terms, and y'all still going to see my face every week.
Greatest coach, greatest college football coach of all time.
Him and Bear Bryant. Greatest two wins coaches alive.
So I know you said that you count your Georgia-Kentucky as a win. I've got it as a loss because they actually, Georgia did win. I know that's a little controversial, and but you know, tomato.
They lost that game.
Yeah, yeah. So you missed that one, but I got good news for you. You know, we had 8 out of the top 10 play this week, and you correctly predicted 6 out of the 8. You know, I don't know if you recall this and your scores. I know you take meticulous mental notes of this stuff, but you know, Texas, you had their score at 49-0. Their score was 56-7.
What was that word you said?
What do you mean?
Meticulous.
Meticulous.
What does that mean?
You keep really good mental notes. You don't get them mixed up. You got them, you know, dialed in every week. You keep.
Yeah. I agreed a while ago, but I really didn't know what that meant. I was just like, yeah.
Right. So number 2, Texas, overcome, University of Texas, San Antonio, 56-7. Oh, you had it 49-0. You really pulled that one out, Pee-wee.
Yeah, those numbers add up. Yeah, I knew Texas is a real deal. I done told you that.
So
Texas is a real deal.
You're sticking with Texas is the real deal.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
And
you.
Ole Miss.
And Ole Miss, right. They're the right and Miami,
so, but Tennessee is they're doing real good.
Well, we'll see what you think about this coming week. We got another podcast to do later on this week, and we'll get your actual thoughts on their upcoming games. And we'll see how you feel about that. Of course, you got the Alabama game right. Scores were basically like you said. If you add the 4 and the 2, that gives you 6, and there's your 60. Your 10. If you take that 6 that you found from that 4 and 2 and add it to that 10, that's 60-16.
60-16, right there.
Now, I know I haven't been doing this as long, but I've been talking to you a lot. Am I picking up on that math? Is that how that works?
Yeah, you're actually doing phenomenal.
Well, thank you.
Now, the word I learned, phenomenal.
Thank you. That means a lot. Actually means a whole lot coming from you. Number 5, Ole Miss and Wake Forest, 62-3 is what you called this game.
Yeah, buddy.
And they won 40-6. Wake Forest 6. Man, that's Ole Miss is they do seem to be convincingly winning every week.
Yeah, Ole Miss ain't playing. Hey, what are they? The land shark?
Yeah. Do you still call them the land sharks, or do you like that they change that?
I hate that they change. Why would the land sharks? Ole Miss land shark. What in the world? What's a land shark? No one even know. Sharks live in the ocean. Hey. In the ocean, not on the land.
And, you know, I found it interesting that Mississippi State is closer to the ocean than Ole Miss. And I saw it's interesting.
Exactly. I did not know that. But, yeah. That's right. I didn't know that. But I'm just saying that land sharks is the worst thing they could ever. We're the land sharks. I mean, my gosh, just call yourself a kitty cat.
Well, the Kitty Cats beat Wake Forest, and that's it was a good win. Now, Missouri played Boston College, and you had Missouri dropping to number 10 after they lost this game to Boston College, 12-17. Now, these numbers are interesting. Now, I want you to listen to me. You had Missouri at 12 and Boston College at 17. The final score was Missouri 27, Boston College 21.
There's your numbers.
I mean, we only got 3 numbers in each of them. There's a 1, 2, and 7, and there's 1, 2, and 7s in the winning scores.
There's your numbers.
I'm starting to see this.
What more can I say?
I'm starting to see this. I mean, it's almost like that movie, The Matrix, when they sit down at that first time and they don't really know how to read the screen. And they're like, you know, all I see is these numbers. But now I'm really starting to see what you see here.
Well, yeah, because then if you mix The Matrix with Rain Man, you got it.
That is so accurate. That is so accurate to how you're predicting these games. You had that was a loss in the loss column. You missed that one. Missouri probably going to still hang out at number six, I would say. I'm no expert like you. But we had number seven, Tennessee, playing Kent State. You had that game at 47-34. Now, Tennessee won this game 71-0.
There's your seven. There's your seven. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. There's your seven. There's your 71-0. Okay. Now, we had Oregon playing Oregon State. You had Oregon winning this game 56-24. Oregon, in fact, did win 49-14. That was really close. Man, you've really dialed in these week three. Is it because you've seen these teams play a little bit and it's really wrapping your mind on what they can do?
No, actually, I like the way they go quack, 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 Oregon Ducks.
Right. So that's what helped you pick this game. That makes sense.
Oh yeah, yeah, and like with Ole Miss, of course, I like Lane Kiffin,
right.
And you know, so yeah, I mean,
so with that being said, what's got you picking Tennessee?
Well, I can't. I'll be honest with you, Josh Heupel. He's I'm trying to put this delicately for all of our listeners. He's a chubby guy, kind of short. I can relate. And if I was going to be a football coach, I would like to be Josh Heupel.
If you were, as the greatest Alabama fan, you would like to be like the Tennessee coach.
No, I mean, not because he's at Tennessee, but just because he's winning, man. Doing it, man. And those tough pills to swallow right there. I'm telling you, I can't stand Tennessee, but I can't pick against them because of Josh Heupel.
He does seem to be doing a good job. He's really turned the place around there and had them headed in the right direction.
I don't understand how. I think that's what's got me so focused on them is he's not even a motivational-looking feller. Like, you don't look at him and be like, I want to win a game for coach. You look at him like, I want a piece of cheesecake.
Right.
But yet, he's winning.
Yeah. Number 10, Miami against Ball State. The real deal Miami, as you call them, you had this game at 53-14. They won 62-0. Miami. Yep. How do you still feel about Miami and how they're performing?
Miami, hey, they even fooled me. That's how good they are. I saw that. I said,
wow,
look at these guys. They're going to score 62. And then they did. And hey, you can't go against a hurricane whenever a physical hurricane actually hits. It's the hurricane season. It is their season.
Well, listen, hey, these picks, I'm just I'm blown away. You've done a fantastic job. You really seem to be hitting these nail on the head week after week now. And I hope the listeners are seeing, you know, what an expert you are in this field.
Well, I mean, I hope they are. They are, too. The numbers are right there. Hey, all they got to do is just listen. That's all they got to do is listen and take notes.
It's free. It's you're not even charging for this.
This is free advice is all this is. This is how to be successful in college football world of predictions, free lessons from Pee Wee, right here on your favorite iPod listening place.
Right. And
that's,
you know,
all it is.
When we can hear you're traveling, and I want to reiterate here, you don't really have even time to stop and do this. You're working, you're on the road, you're doing this today while you're working, and you're just a man for the people trying to get this out there for them.
That's all I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to help people. No one helped me learn how to make predictions. I had to figure it out on my own. And I just don't, I want to be that mentor for somebody.
Right. You're, like I said, you're just doing this for people. Now, listen, I want to talk about something real quick, and we're not going to be too much longer, but I've talked about this to a few people. Our last podcast that we put out, well, you went over a list of coaches here that were ranked. You ranked your top 10, and
yeah,
some of them might not even be coaches. These are really just knowledge of college football. And man, I have some people were, the word I would use when I told them what your list was, because I've got it written down, they were shocked at that list.
They would have never picked them. Now they know.
The one I want to talk to you about that's on this list is Mike Shula. Now, you have Mike Shula on here. Now, recently, you had said that Kalen, now that it's Kalen DeBoer again, you said that Kalen would be the new Mike Shula and that Saban was going back to LSU. I know these things change week to week. Has that changed any? And I would like to just revisit what we talked about just a little with that.
Well, I mean, I'll say this. I haven't seen Coach Saban this happy in a long time. So I am starting to second guess him going back to LSU. Not saying it can't happen. I just need probably two or three more days on that. Maybe four.
Maybe weeks. Maybe two, three, four weeks.
I mean, I don't think it'd take that long. But it may. It may. It may. It may take two, three, four, 5 weeks. But we'll see. But I don't know that he's going to do that just because I don't think that Coach Saban had ever smiled before retirement. And now that he's smiled, he seems to kind of like it. Like, I enjoy showing my tooth. Like, there's something about this that just makes me feel good. So he might not want that stress put back on him.
Right.
As far as Coach Kalen DeBoer being the next Mike Shula, oh, all day. He wears that ball cap like a tee.
Right.
He puts that ball cap on his head.
Do you like
it? Just like Mike Shula did.
And he doesn't dress quite like Saban. Does that get to you? Still getting to you a good bit?
He needs the straw hat or, you know, I think if he wanted to do something different, a fedora. He could put on a fedora.
Now, that's not quite different because that's what, you know, Coach Bear Bryant wore. Would you like to just see him do his own thing?
I don't know what he would do, so not really.
So can he shave his head? You don't want him to do anything like that?
No. I just, you know, I think this Mike Shula look is working for him. I mean, he's having success with it. Mike,
you're
working.
All right, so he's winning you over. He's winning you over here going into to week four. And we're going to look at those predictions a little later on in this week. Anything else?
He has my happy heart.
Okay. Well, hey, I think that if Kalen hears this, I think he'll be relieved.
Yeah, it's probably take a little stress off of him.
I think so. Well, as we've looked back over this week, you know, is there anything that stuck out to you? Is anything that you, any gripes that you got as far as that you're seeing? Anything positive that you see that over the landscape of college football over the past 3 weeks?
I hate the NIL. I can't stand it. I am for Alabama winning, which they've done. you know, I like the direction we're in. I like everything about college football right now. I just like it all.
If we could just take the transfer portal away, you would be all over it.
And the transfer portal, I hate that. NIL and transfer portal, I don't like either one of those. But I love everything college football.
Well, that's good. Well, hey, I like our top 10 here. I like this format. I like looking over the top 10. That's probably going to be our format going forward. Hey, we're just learning this thing out and how to do it better each week. So that way we can, you know, maximize your knowledge.
You're learning.
Right. I already know. You're right. It's me. I'm having to learn as we go. It's hard dealing with the professional when I'm actually an unprofessional doing this. So, hey, yeah. I want to say thank you for what you're doing.
Oh, hey, you know what? From the bottom of my pits, you are very welcome.
Well, and thank you.
And I am I can't stress enough, just to recap week three of college football. I am so enamored.
Wow.
With the way the teams are performing, with the way that they're playing, with the way that Auburn still stinks. I am so happy.
Now, I know we're about to finish. Had you reminded me that Florida State has lost 3 weeks in a row.
Well, it's tough for the whole state of Florida. No college football team in Florida. Have you seen Florida and Florida State? There ain't a college football team in Florida doing nothing. Florida and Florida State stink.
Well, it's you know, it's no Alabama football.
Bill Napier is on the hot seat. He's scared for his job, as he should be. What is going on? They can't get nobody. They can't get nobody to win at Florida. You know why? Because they stink like a swamp.
Do you contribute this to the transfer portal?
I contribute this to, we deserve to be in the playoffs. Oh, we're Florida State. We deserve to be in the playoffs. You don't deserve. If they had a playoff of 124 teams, you would be 125. You still wouldn't make it.
And that's coming from a professional. That's coming from an expert here.
They stink that bad.
Pee-wee, we're going to look forward to our next prediction podcast. We thank you for your time and always your knowledge for this game.
Oh, you're very welcome. Go Coach DeBoer! Go Coach DeBoer!